No, there anyway under no.
No, wait. The point. Wait, what did you say?
Now, I said they know they shouldn't put no fentanyl on no baby bed.
But let me go to that see. Well, that's what because I'm getting ready to say.
They said if you smell it, you can die. So why would you put that on the?
But listen to me, right? We dealing with dummies. That's my point.
Man, I knew that was we a bad with, idea. They could have called me. I'd have told them that.
They have to call you. They're going to death for stupidity. Because, see, what's going to happen, whoever gets that, they're going to get a public defender. There ain't no real lawyer going to represent them. Mm-hmm. And the public defender is going to tell you, you just need to plead guilty and get this over with. Because there ain't no way. Right. Because it's just reckless endangerment of a minor. And ain't no lawyer in their right mind is going to stand up there and tell no judge that they did not know.
You went out. We can't hear you. Say it again.
Ain't no. First of all, they're going to get a public defender because ain't no real lawyer going to take the case. And the public defender going to give them to plead out. You know, go, just say I'm guilty and take the charge.
Yeah.
Right. But these dumb motherfuckers going to try to get it to go through. No. Because the first time the lawyers say that they didn't know what they was doing, the judge is going to slide back and look at him across his arm. You know why he's doing that? Because he's thinking how many years them niggas about to get. He's a dumb motherfucker. I mean, come on, really? I'm the baby crib? Yeah. And you know, and right, we already know that it's a certain, it's called crib disease.
Yeah.
Okay, that's two strikes. Come on, really?
We don't put no fentanyl under nobody bed.
I know, I'm just saying, my point is the stupidity.
They could kill us as grown people, you put some fentanyl
under. I know, look, man, listen to me. These motherfuckers, that's why I stay in my room, bro.
Listen, I was watching this joint real quick. I was on TV, this cop lady touched some stuff. I guess it was Border Patrol or something. They touched some stuff and it was fentanyl. She fell right out. They had to give her some Narcan or whatever.
Narcan will bring you back. They give you Narcan because they use ketamine if you're wilding out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's Narcan. He said it's Narcan. It's what they got to give you. But that's what Narcan is meant for. I got to give props out to the mayor. Because she's ain't playing. These kids don't realize. This woman was raised in North Philly by her grandmother. Yeah. It's about to go down. She's going to do things that Mayor Kenny couldn't do because he's a European. That's why she started with them first. Okay? That's the worst spot.
Yeah, and she know it too. Everybody knows it.
Well, I'm just saying, right, the things that she really want to implement, folks will be talking about the race car. He a white man. He don't like black folk.
Oh, yeah.
I guess... Ain't none of these niggas strong enough to say she an Oreo, because she's not.
No, she ain't.
Okay. I said, let me let y'all go. I got to get up in the morning. Okay. Y'all take care.
No problem.
Okay.
All right. Okay, we thank him for coming on. That was a very entertainment. I'm quite sure the audience appreciated those who wanted to hear him. They heard him. And do we have any more topics?
Yes. Okay. The next one is in California, a woman is convicted of using self-checkout to steal more than $60,000 worth of items from the same Target.
Come on, man. Well, she must have went there quite a few times. You ain't do that.
That's what they said. Mm-hmm. He stole $60,000 worth of items from the same Target.
Somebody stole $60,000 worth of stuff from the Target self-checkout.
Yes, and they arrested her.
Yeah, you're going to go to jail. $60,000, you must have been doing that all week long. You just was going up there, just scanning the dollar and then just getting this up in the back. And the whole time they got your camera watching you.
Well, she kept going to the same Target.
Yeah, I know. That's how they got her.
Mm-hmm.
But $60,000, can you really think about how much stuff $60,000 would be stealing out of Target? You done stole five carts, six carts, seven carts?
Well, whatever she stole, she did a good job.
Man, I don't know how good job.
And she kept going back and back and back and back until they got tired of seeing her.
They going to hear her with something called restitution.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's the next one. In Philly, they have a new bill that could speed cameras, to put speed cameras on Broad Street.
Oh, my God.
Now, that's going to be something else. Ooh. Now.
Yeah, they're going to do it like they did the boulevard. They're going to make them slow down now.
Mm-hmm.
Because the boulevard, you ain't got to slow down. You can go ahead on home. The ticket be right there waiting for you in a couple of days.
That's what they're going to start putting on Broad Street now. And they speed up and down Broad Street.
Yeah, they do.
Well, they're going to have some cameras put up there soon.
They'll be getting that money. They're taking a lot of money from the boulevard. All them tickets they ride on the boulevard now, from the speeding jaws, the cameras.
Now imagine that on Broad Street.
Yeah.
The city going to have a whole lot of money now.
Oh, yeah. The mayor, she going to have her budget and whatever she want with that money, them tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Tickets going to go up a lot, too. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, listen to this. In Illinois, a man is facing federal charges after he allegedly robbed a bank at gunpoint while his infant son was at home alone.
Oh, man. Well, that's armed robbery.
And?
Endangerment of a minor.
Minor.
You left him home by yourself, and it's a baby.
Yeah, it's an infant.
Yeah.
To rob a bank.
Yeah. They might want to make an example of you.
They going to make an example of him. He's facing federal charges.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Because he robbed the bank. That's federal.
Mm-hmm. And he left his baby at home by himself.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what you thought was going to happen with that one. Because what if you got caught or killed at the bank? Your kid be home by itself.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Well, here's one for you, Court.
Okay, I'm listening.
In Miami, a man has been arrested while posing as a security guard at a luxury apartment complex.
Mm-hmm.
He managed to snatch cash and valuables, and even snuck into one of the homes while the resident was taking a bath.
Damn.
A shower.
I don't know how that happened. I mean, you know they left their front door unlocked?
Listen, he was playing the security.
Okay, but still, I would have had, man, look.
Lock your doors
nowadays, because somebody get you in there.
Mm-hmm.
You saw the movie Psycho over again. Somebody all on your behind. You got out the shower, man. That ain't the way you want to go.
Uh-uh.
You knocked upside your head getting out the shower by somebody who's just crazy. Uh-uh.
Well, here's one for you. In New York City, a FedEx driver is fired after a UFC Dana White films him carelessly throwing packages into the truck.
Damn, man.
So he lost his job.
Yeah, because you can't, because people don't want their stuff broke. And they, you know, they let you know that when you start working for them, but I guess people just don't want to get it together.
Well, he threw the packages. He said, "Well, I'm fired, so throw the packages." Well, he's right. He got fired, and he was filmed to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it for me.
Okay. Well, the only thing I was gonna say is, do we have any news on the war?
No, they're still fighting.
Okay, both places.
Mm-hmm.
But I must give a shout out to my audience just in case they can't say they didn't know. So, audience, by today being May the 10th, that means you have tomorrow, and that's it. Mother's Day is Sunday. For anybody living under the rock who don't know, for the people in the back, I'm going to say it loud and clear again. Mother's Day is Sunday. Whatever you do is what you want to do, but I'm just letting you know, once again, Mother's Day is Sunday. So I said it three times, so y'all gotta get it now.
Okay.
And before you think about it, just don't use this as a reminder. Use this as something to say, I do need to get my mom something to show I appreciate it. It's those who never got their mothers a card, it's time to get your mother a card. Stop making up excuses. When you was little in elementary school, you used to make cards for your mom and take them home. And then you get a little bit older, you can't even buy your mom a card. Y'all need to be ashamed of yourselves, man up, and be what you supposed to be, a man. That's it for tonight. That's my food for the thought.
Well, that's good for the men, but the women ought to do something too. They got mamas too.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Well, you tell them what they should do then.
Well, these little fresh potty mouths, little grandkids and great grandkids, instead of using your potty mouth, you need to say to grandma, Happy Mom, Grandma Day. Mm. Instead of cussing and carrying on. Mm.
Should they get her a gift?
Listen. They didn't buy their mamas their gifts.
Oh, for real?
Yes. These young people, the only thing they want to do is take care of themselves and let somebody else give them a gift. Like finding a sugar daddy or somebody else's husband or something like that.
Mm, somebody else's husband?
Yeah, that's the new thing now.
Oh, God. Why would somebody want somebody else's husband? Do that
person
want their husband? Or do that person want
their husband? That's the TikTok way.
Oh, that's, yeah. Are they still going to ban that or are they still working on it?
Hey, they're going to ban it. They still working on it. Because okay. They said in China, that's a Chinese company, and the United States is tired of them telling people in America what to do when they don't do it themselves.
Challenges and all that stuff.
Because they don't have TikTok in China.
Not like they got it here. They said all the China stuff is educational and all this stuff. It motivates you to show them playing music and graduating. They ain't got no pranks on there because they ain't doing all that prank stuff in China.
No.
You ain't hitting your grandmom in China because I think that's against the law to hit your grandparents in China or your parents.
Or use a potty mouth.
Yeah, they beat you behind in China. Yeah, that's a good point there.
Yeah. A 2-year-old don't tell their mother or grandma where to go and how long to stay there. Okay. Or the teacher.
They told them where to go and how long to stay there.
Yeah.
Oh, man, they rough, man.
And then they tell them to take a time out.
Oh, you know what? I sent everybody something. I sent you this thing. This guy was called America Confidential, and he was talking about all the stuff that was going on in Germantown Avenue.
Yes. And it's still going on.
There's a lot of them young kids, 18 to 14, killing each other, getting shot in North Philly. They had that on there. They had a whole bunch of shootings in Philadelphia that was linked to this war.
Gang war.
German, East Germantown and West Germantown.
Yeah, gang war.
A gas station at Germantown, too, now.
Mm-hmm. They have a new thing now at the gas station. It's called gas station drugs. You go in the gas station and you can get drugs. They sell it to kids. It's called the gas station drugs. Mm. So.
Gas station drugs, huh? Wow.
Yes.
That's different.
Yes, it is.
Oh.
Boy, I gotta tell you, this stuff is taking folk out of here by the barrel.
Yeah, I see.
And the day the mayor showed pictures of Kensington, and it's still clean, and the cops are down there.
Oh,
so they said that yesterday, and it's clean today, and they said the people are hiding in little streets. Waiting for the cops to leave. They ain't left yet.
Hmm. They gonna make them stay there for a while. So when you start videotaping down there, you're gonna make her look good because they're gonna show how clean it is down there and what they already know what it used to look like.
Yes, it is. And people able to walk up and down the street today?
Oh,
yeah. buses can ride up and down the street.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Oh, no. The cops is all up and down Kensington. Kane, Allegheny, 31st and Kensington Avenue. That's where the cops was.
Getting all that overtime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all that overtime a good thing.
And not only that, the other people hiding. When they come out at nighttime, the cops are still there. They got cops that work at night.
Yeah, I told them they got cops working 24 hours a day.
Yes, they do. And they getting paid for it, too.
Yeah, that was in their mind. They thought that if they hide, like, the cops wasn't just going to be there for a little bit. I wouldn't be surprised if they made it in one of them station things. Put one of them little, look like a...
The mini police stations.
Yeah, that's what I would do if I was her. I'd put one right down there.
Well, let me tell you, they riding all up and down in them streets and the little streets.
Mm-hmm.
Like Jasper Street and all that. They down there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's about time. They deserve to have a nice neighborhood and live free from that craziness.
Uh-huh. So the cops said either you go to treatment or you go to jail, and that's what they're doing, locking them up. You want to go to treatment, we'll take you. Mm-hmm. You want to go to jail, we'll take you there, too.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to stay here.
Yeah, I know that's right.
Okay.
Mm.
So, hey, then she, the mayor is not playing with them. Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay.
All righty.
Is that it?
Yeah, we can wrap it up.
Okay. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness. As we prepare to go to sleep tonight, Lord God, protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger, known and unknown. Lord, remember those that are sick, wherever they may be. Lord God, remember the military, wherever they may be sick, on a vessel, or God, on land. Send your word, God, because you said by the stripes of Jesus, we may hold. And Lord God, give the doctors and the nurses how to care for the individuals in their care. Remember those in hospitals, nursing homes, prisons, and mental institutes. Lower pressure, regulate heart, regulate sugar and temperatures. And for those that are in ICU, whether it be a child or adult, Lord, show the doctors how to take care of these individuals in the name of Jesus. Remember those that's on cruise ships, God, that's sick. Heal, deliver, and set free in the name of Jesus. And remember those who have mental problems, God, ADHD and PTSD. Heal, deliver, and set free. Clothe them in their right mind, Lord. Give them mental and emotional stability. Even if we talked about the homeless, let the city and state find adequate housing that is affordable, convenient, and safe for those